Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Poolbeg has announced the successful site activation for POLB001 topical clinical trial, a key milestone as recruitment begins and interim data remains on track for summer 2026. You announced site activation for POLB001 topical trial this morning. Why is this such an important development, Liam?
Yeah, Martin, thanks for having me. We're delighted that the trial is now underway. So we have leading sites within the UK participating on the topical trial who have a very large catchment area for these patients. So the patients in question are receiving teclistamab, a bispecific antibody, and the use of this is growing, which is fantastic for patients because these are life-saving treatments, but also will support recruitment of the trial. So we have everything positioned really well for this trial to execute very professionally. We have Accelerating Clinical Trials, who are a specialist blood cancer organization within the UK, who specialize in and are embedded within the hematology community in the UK.
And for those then unfamiliar, can you give us a quick overview of the trial and the potential impact POLB001 could have for patients?
Yeah, so of course, cytokine release syndrome is an adverse effect associated with a growing amount of immunotherapies. Broadly, it means that these treatments are difficult to administer outside of specialist cancer centres. So the topical trial is testing the ability of POLB001 to prophylact, prevent cytokine release syndrome onset. As a result, if we're able to prevent cytokine release syndrome, a lot of the challenges of administering these treatments fall away. And as a result, the life-saving treatments will be available to a much broader population of patients who need them.
And just wanted to pick you up on something. I spotted there was a second announcement this morning on the POLB001 clinical data, and that's going to be featured in two posters at the EHA this week. Can you tell us more about that? Give us a little bit more colour?
Yeah, so we're really excited to share some more data on POLB001. So one poster has been presented by the team here at Poolbeg, which is related to cytokine release syndrome. So this is the closest models we have performed that mimic the ongoing topical trial. So in these models, we're looking at markers for cytokine release syndrome, like cytokines themselves, and also testing the ability of the drug to dampen these cytokines in without impairing the ability of the bispecific antibody to kill tumor cells, which is a key element of how these are having their therapeutic effect. So happy to say that the results were all positive, and we're really happy to discuss these with scientists and clinicians over in Stockholm this week. The second poster is unrelated, so it's been conducted and presented by the University of Manchester. So this is actually looking at a different indication, so acute myeloid leukemia. At the moment, this is an indication which affects the elderly, and the primary treatment most commonly given is azacitidine, which is a hypomethylating agent, can be given in combination with a drug called venetoclax. These have tolerability issues, so there's always looking for more effective and also more tolerable treatment options. So what's been presented by the University of Manchester is the combination of POLB001 and azacitidine in early preclinical models, in vitro models and animal models, showing that these two drugs could be synergistic. So some really exciting results.
Well, yeah, that's great news. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I know how busy you are.
Cheers. Thanks, Martin.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.